Richard Burgess, Richard R-I-C-H-A-R-D, Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S. Date of birth is August 1st, 1942. This is for date of service, 4-7-2022. Mr. Burgess is a 79-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his hypothyroidism management. He was diagnosed with hypothyroidism in March of 2022. He also has a history of atrial fibrillation, was placed on amiodarone, and also has a history of coronary artery disease, COPD, sleep apnea, obesity, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, status post-coronary artery bypass surgery, and he is on anticoagulation therapy. The patient was recently placed on levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily. His labs, upon diagnosis, showed TSH of 53.8 and a free T4 of 0.4. He reports symptoms of fatigue and dry skin. He also reports symptoms of feeling cold easily and constipated. He denies any heart palpitations. He denies any hair loss. He denies any changes in his mood. He denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. Plan number one for his hypothyroidism. At this point, I'm going to weight base his dose and start him on brand name Unithroid, 88 micrograms daily, and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to his return. Next number, I will also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level in order to assess for any autoimmune thyroid disease. Next number, we will bring him back in 4 to 6 weeks and reassess his thyroid function panel. Next number, for his vitamin D deficiency, he is on vitamin D replacement. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy as well. Next number, for his coronary artery disease and atrial fibrillation, the patient is currently wearing a heart monitor and he will be seen in Orlando and waiting for his appointment in Orlando to be further evaluated. Next number, notably, the patient had a quadruple bypass in August of 2021 and he stopped the amiodarone in March 10th, 2022. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.